From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council held urgent talks Sunday on the surge of violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian and Russian jet fighters have bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism.
It is time to say who is carrying out those airstrikes and who is killing civilians. Russia holds a permanent seat on the U.N. Security Council. This is a privilege and it is a responsibility. Yet in Syria and in Aleppo, Russia is abusing this historic privilege.
French Ambassador Francois de Latter said war crimes are being committed in Aleppo and that they must not go unpunished. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday his government has to do more before it triggers the formal procedure to start its exit from the European Union. He said once that is done, Britain will not let the process drag on. The British government is under pressure from EU members as well as many in Britain who want the nation to start the formal procedure. Suspected U.S. airstrikes in southeastern Afghanistan are believed to have killed a top commander of the Pakistan Taliban and several of his partners. The attack took place in Paktika province, adjacent to the Pakistani border. Rais Khan, also known as Azam Tariq, and his son were among those reported killed in the attack. The U.S. military Sunday confirmed to VOA it carried out two airstrikes in the area, but refrained from discussing details. This is VOA News.